Jeezy. Buzzers, we have an amazing after show for you, followed by an incredible Arrow show, of course. So tune in, because all that action is coming up right now. Season 6, Episode 3, Something About a Family.
Kim. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We belong together. Oh, yeah. Aren't you glad you tuned in to the show?
Oh, please, maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, but Buzzers, we belong together.
Yes, we do. Together forever.
So excited. And I know, thank you for bearing with us. The cast on our panel just keeps alternating and rotating. So, hey, I'm back. Oh, Matt is gone.
Matt's gone.
Last week, Olivia was gone, but now she's here.
I'm back.
Next week, I have to go out of town, so I'll be gone. But eventually, all three of us will be here together.
Yeah.
Anyhow, first and foremost, let's introduce ourselves. And of course, we'll take time to invite you guys. But y'all know, I'm Ali Kona Bradford. You can follow me at yours truly, Ali Kona, with little underscores in between. That's why you shouldn't talk fast. Your turn.
I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me everywhere at Olivia Di Bortoli.
Awesome.
All of those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And y'all know the deal, but I like to break it down for any of the new people. This end of the table, we cut it in half because it's for you. Hello. So if you're watching live, what you have to do is join into our chat room. I said it right, because last week I called it a hash room. It is not that.
A hash room. That sounds more interesting, right?
But you hashtag in the chat room. That's what you do. All right.
Self-high five.
I got through this.
Hash room? That's hilarious.
Right,
that's amazing.
Right.
I should have seen that.
Oh, man. So as we intro this show, let's actually talk about the intro of Arrow, because this season they change it up according to episode. And it was so weird to be like Diggles the Arrow or whatever he said in the opening. Then I was like,
he
said something about not I am someone else, but it's obviously Oliver's voice.
Right.
Hash room. You can remind me what specifically he said, but it was something along the lines of John Diggle is the Green Arrow, or that's why I passed it on to John Diggle.
It's like, come on.
Just leave that alone. Quit changing it.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I mean, I like the new, when it's like right after Arrow, all the little different
emblems
or whatever. But I didn't like that intro. I was like, what? Just have it be normal.
Right?
It's not going to last.
I feel like we're hearing his internal thoughts and he's talking as the intro's going on. Yeah. What is this? But at the same time, too, I have to ask you. I'm going to state my opinion, but then I'm going to ask you.
I'm ready for it.
How you feel about seeing John Diggle. I mean, we saw him pretend to help out the situation and be Green Arrow. But now that he's actually Green Arrow, me watching him in that first scene seemed awkward. And I know John is capable of being stealthy, but it's like the suit was too tight or something was happening where he was like, as he was running.
I agree. When he was running through the parking garage, I was like, you're like waddling through the parking garage. Like, be stealth. Like, what?
What is going on?
Yeah. But I mean, also he's very much larger than I feel like Stephen Amell is. You know what
they
I mean?
They need
like
some taller. Alterations.
They
or
need
something?
They need to alter his costume. And
he's
I feel
like,
gotta
watch you.
I know. And he was just like, he seemed uncomfortable with it, and I didn't appreciate it. But I'm also like a huge, Stephen Amell Green Arrow fan,
right?
And we've gotten used to that for the past 6 seasons. So,
and I also feel like too, not to hit the nail on the hammer on the nail,
no.
Right? But everybody knows who the Green Arrow is in Star City.
Yeah.
They may not know. They have the pretend version photoshopped, Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
But regardless, there have been pictures clearly in the media of from the nose down who the hood is.
Yeah.
How come some of these villains haven't been like, when'd you get a tan?
I know.
Like, and even the girl who, by the way, I thought her name was Amanda, but when I saw in writing, it's Samanda.
Okay.
So the FBI agent, if I'm correct, FBI, she even is like, come on. How come is she the only one that no one else is going, who are you fooling?
Because you literally, the only part that's covered on your face is right to under your eyes. Everything else shows. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Be smarter than this, Star City.
Right. Really quick, let's say hi to everybody in the chat room. So we have Mystic Lightning. Hello, Diggle is going down the drug road.
Oh, we're
going
to get on that.
We'll get on that.
Yes.
Cal E. Kent. run, Diggle, run. We've got Ivan Soto.
Oh, hi, what's Ivan. Up? You're the best.
Diggle, oh, that just went way fast. Exactly, Ellie Cota. I caught that, and I got somebody's yelling at me. Anton Barrow, why are you yelling? It went so fast, I didn't see you.
Someone said he'll be on Arrow until the crossover, at least. What? Oh, I hope not.
Officially, Melissa, Dancer Fruit 2, hi. Aww. Zia B. Lou, he'll be, oh, till the crossover. I actually read something where Stephen Amell, he didn't say till the crossover, but he did say that in the past, they've done these whole switch-up things before, and there wasn't really a long enough consequence. Like in the other season where he fell off for a few episodes. Because
he's done this before.
Yes, and he said it was very difficult. And I think it was only, I could be wrong, 2 episodes or something that he was no longer the Green Arrow. Yeah. He took a break or went to Lee and You, or he went to the spa.
Somewhere.
And he said as an actor who has played the Green Arrow, it was just so hard for him to sit back.
Right.
But this time he had a talk with the writers and was like, look, for the purpose of the story, I understand it's not fair for us to constantly, like, you know, pull the rug out from people and then just and make up it for it the same episode.
And, like, slide it right back in.
How everybody died and came back.
Yeah, so fast. Yeah. Like, the next episode. But, I mean, I feel like the crossover, until the crossover, that's, like, a lot of episodes. Yes. Yeah. That's almost half the show, is it? Like, almost?
That's so wild.
I don't know if I can handle that much Diggle as the Green Arrow.
I mean, neither. But I'm interested to see how Oliver will function as a person post-Island, not as Arrow or a vigilante, but
as
just
a father.
As a human.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been that.
That's true.
So it'll be, I think, definitely an interesting growth period for him, and especially doing that as now a father.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially a fiancé.
A fiancé, hence the opening song.
Yeah.
You didn't notice.
We belong together. I just relived a moment, guys. Sorry. I don't know who tweeted at me too sometime, I think after last week's episode, and they were like, well, how do you feel? FYI, Black Canary is Endgame. And I was like, boo, please.
Black Canary?
Yeah, because, you know, in the comic, like,
I
there
know,
are still
in the comics,
a lot of people married to the comic, and I completely understand it, you guys. You're loyal
no,
fans, and you are used to being a certain way. But the great thing about this show, and we've discussed it before in our after show, is that they have the freedom. They are working hand-in-hand with DC. They do have the rights to mold the show a little bit how they want. And if they didn't, honestly, I wouldn't want to watch something that's predictable, that I can read a comic and,
like,
go, oh, that's what's going to happen.
This is happening tomorrow. This is happening next. I know, and I like that they're having their own spin on it. Yeah. I'm an Elicity fan, as everybody knows, probably. But so I like that they have this new, you know, this new couple, and I, not new, but I love them together, and
Me
I think
too.
It's good.
Me
and I don't
too.
Think Black Canary is the end game.
They would have their chemistry is so weird
so
already.
Weird.
It just doesn't make sense. Now, Dinah, the actress who will talk about this in News and Gossip, but she did also tease that eventually somewhere along the line that they're going to have a love interest for her too, and it's not going to be who we think.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's going to be Oliver.
Or, because there was one, in the first episode, there was some weird chemistry between her and Diggle. And so people were saying that it's possible between the two of them, but I don't think so either. Because I don't like that. Diggle has enough going on
right
now.
Yes.
He's way too much going on.
Yes. Actually, I wanted to talk about, I call it Curlicity.
Okay.
Kurt and Curtis.
That's
and,
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Because obviously they have this new developing business partnership, but they're also working hand in hand to try to help the Archer issue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you guys know him so well? Dinah hasn't even known him as long.
I know.
And she hasn't, like, what?
Like, how do you guys know that he has this problem? Like, I don't know. But I guess nobody's going to be as good as Oliver.
Right.
With the Archer stuff.
And don't think I would want it that way either. And if somebody does fill in as a new Green Arrow, like, I like the fact that, they owned up to the fact that he's not an archer, so
Thank you.
Not going to all of a sudden just try to start shooting stuff.
Thank you for bringing that up,
CW.
Yeah. Okay.
So they have this own little contraption or whatever with the... And I'm okay with that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's a good little solution that you guys had, because I was like, how are they going to... What, is the Green Arrow just going to shoot people now?
Right. Well, and it takes, to be fair, it takes years to learn that craft, so you can't just go from being someone who shoots guns to someone who shoots arrows.
Of course. It's completely different.
Right.
So, I think they did a good job with that.
Yeah.
And I like the Curtis and Felicity dynamic.
Yeah.
I love how they are together, and I love their little company that they're building, although I don't know what their
They don't know what they're building either. Like, what she are you even guys said doing? It. But I know that a lot of the hardcore fans are going to notice the fact that there was that Easter egg about Oracle on the board, which I caught too. For those of you who don't follow, at one point, fans thought that that's who Felicity was going to be before she became Overwatch. So it was a nice little.
Yeah. I don't think she's ever going to be Overwatch. I think she's always going to have her own spot, but I like that they brought it up a little
bit. Yeah, so. I agree. I also want to talk, in my notes, I have Oliver Mayor Pants, meaning he puts on the mayor pants. And again, we mentioned that Agent Watson is just all over him, but just unnecessarily bitchy. So I feel like there's got to be some sort of backstory, like the vigilante accidentally killed somebody she knew or something.
I noticed that too. I was like, why is she so mean to him? Like, why is she after his, I feel like she's after his soul.
Right.
She wants to like bring this whole thing down. Maybe she wants, she could possibly want to be the mayor.
Maybe.
And like take
know.
His mayorhood.
I don't know.
From him.
I don't know. I just feel like she has something specifically against the vigilante, or maybe Oliver.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a great story. And it's not true. It's a girl, I do that all the time. Trust and believe. I do it all the time.
Oh, I get too excited because I liked your evil smile and I was going to get in on it.
Well,
now it's spilled water everywhere. So
it's okay. It's okay.
Let's do it.
You get in on this, okay?
Right here. It's evil.
It's evil. No, it'd be actually quite funny if he, as douchey Oliver, slept with her in the past and totally screwed her over and he doesn't even remember her because he's probably drunk at a club somewhere.
Oh my God.
And she's holding on to old grief and it's like, I'm going to. Yeah.
That would be so intense of her, though. I'd be like, you need to move on.
But
like,
that would be a great storyline.
That would be amazing. That would be funny. I feel like she's above that, though. I feel like she's more maniacal than that.
You're probably
right. I feel like she's
smarter,
more maniacal, and I feel like she's going after something bigger.
You're probably
but
right.
But I feel like that would be funny.
Yeah.
As I'm dipping my hand in water.
But I do give her props for being smart.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like her, she's figured everything out
everything.
And nobody else has.
But I mean, again, half the face showing, but, you know.
Right.
We'll look past that.
Right. Of course, again, want to throw it back to you guys. See, somebody's laughing out loud. So hi. Hey, Nate Middleton. Let's see. No disrespect to Agent Watson, but it really feels like the writers are trying to shoehorn a Misty Knight character into Arrowverse.
Okay.
Samantha Watson to go after all vigilantes, says Aunt Barrow. I wouldn't call Watson a villain, though. I don't think she's a villain either. I think she's a normal person who just has a goal, and she's determined to get to it.
Yes. I don't think she has an evil heart. I think she just, you know, wants to... Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Magic happened right now, guys.
Magic.
Out of nowhere. The Kleenex man just came.
As I'm like, keep dipping my hand
for
in water.
For those who are listening on the iTunes podcast, like, comment, and subscribe, and note that my co-host spilled her water all over the desk.
Over.
And almost electrocuted me.
It's like a swimming pool. Come
just
join.
Kidding.
It's awesome. I don't think she's evil at all. I just think that she wants to, you know, I think that she knows that Ollie's lying. And that he is the Green Arrow, because obviously he is, and she just wants to bring justice.
And you know what, though? If my mayor was the Green Arrow, I'd be like, hells yeah.
I know.
Let's just make it easy for you. We know who you are. Can you just wear the suit to the office?
Right. And same as William, who's like, I mean, I get William, too, being like, I don't like you being the Green Arrow, but like, if my dad were the Green Arrow,
I'd
be like,
I'd be proud. Go save that city.
Get it, Dad.
And
also,
I feel...
but he might die, so there's that.
Okay, I guess he did witness some trauma, because I would say I personally would feel a lot safer if my dad was a superhero.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But, I mean, I guess he is still the superhero. He's just not going out in the field and, like, risking his life every night.
Right.
So, still be, like, protection, but
yeah.
I don't want to die. I don't know. That's just my thought.
He's starting to finally warm up to Oliver a little bit.
Yeah. They're starting to become closer and closer, and I like it.
Yes.
And it's cute.
But he still has a little bit of edge and a little bit of attitude.
Well, he is Oliver's son.
So. Yeah, and he is, as Felicity mentioned, actually really similar to Felicity, which I really appreciate and like.
And I like for the future.
I do, too. I thought they were really cute.
Yeah.
And the fact that Felicity was like, she knows Oliver obviously so well and was like, oh my God, you give the speech about the C's or like D's or something? He's like, what?
And she got his speech like down to a T, which is hilarious, and I thought was really cute because he said those exact words that she was like, this is exactly what you said. He was like, how did you know?
Yeah.
I was like, aw, they love each other.
Yeah.
It's meant to be forever.
Yeah. I also do like, it's so funny, Felicity's explanation of math and how you were getting so frustrated because A, you're smart. Yeah. B, you understand how important math is to the world. And in my mind, I was like, well, I used to get frustrated with math and I still don't understand how important it is to the world. So,
well, see, for Felicity, it was super important.
Yeah.
But for the rest of, you know, maybe us,
right,
it was not super important. Right. Like, I don't use that.
Right. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Math is important. If you're an engineer, you're a doctor and anything of that nature, yeah, it's very important. But in my life, no.
I'm like, one
I am
one
bad now? At math. I'm great at anything. I'm right brain, okay? Anything creative, artsy, yeah. I got you. Numbers, huh?
Like, what?
There was a one show. I'm going to get off track, but what is it? Oh, This Is Us. Mm. I think, is it This Is Us, where he's so bad at math? It's something. He was so bad at math that he's like, 8 and 5. God, 130. Wow, that's a lot.
That's something like, I would say. 8 and 5, 130. Exactly. Yeah,
that's where I'm at in my life. All anyway. Right. So getting back to the show, we covered a little bit of William, and obviously that leads us to our listening moment.
Yes.
And I'm going to start early. This was the end of the episode, but I just have to talk about
it
now.
We have to talk about it. It's important.
The gift.
Okay.
And at first I was like, that is an ugly keychain. That better be like a souvenir from Canada or something.
And the key was also like medieval key. Did you notice? It was not like a modern key. I was like, that key is very like old.
Oh,
what
I
are
didn't
you
even
doing?
See
you have
that.
A modern penthouse. Or we don't even know where he lives, but he is like a, you know, a nicer place.
Although, have you ever noticed, though, in his apartment where William is, it really seems like he's hiding William because the wall slides shut.
It is. I mean, I guess it's good for William because he needs that, obviously. He keeps getting, you know, kidnapped every 5 minutes.
Right.
But, like, yeah, he's, like, not showing his son.
I know. Like, okay.
Reza is awesome, though.
Yeah.
Like, OG Reza from the past seasons.
Right.
Yeah, she's cool.
Okay, I had a track that I was following. It just went like this, and I don't know where it landed, so you'll have to forgive me. I do this quite frequently. Let's actually talk about our villain, because I haven't spoken about that. And it was really cool to me, but at the same time, edgy for me, because usually when there's a villain, it's somebody who is from the comic book verse, or somebody that they made up.
Right.
And not only was this villain a real person that was like a major, if you will, but they brought in the elements of reality. We're talking about Syria, we're talking about ISIS, and we're talking about military. Yeah. And I went, well, okay, writers.
Yeah. They brought it to the real world.
Yeah.
I mean, they did have the comic book aspect of it, because Onyx was in the comics, and she did kind of look like the character, although in the comics, I believe her head was completely shaved.
Right.
And here she just had some short hair. But, yeah, I liked how they kind of brought in the very real TV to, like, today, this is what's happening, and the comic book, they brought it together.
Right. And she had the gas, and it made me think of when that gas bomb happened in Iran, and it was seriously hurting millions, well, not millions, I'm exaggerating, but it was a lot of people, hundreds of people. And so the gas that she was operating with, I was like, ZX, I don't know if that was correct, but it was a nerve gas that was hurting lots of people, potentially. And I was like, wow, they are just so spot on with everything. And I think that's awesome that they're helping, hopefully, create conversation about stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think it's important to put in these shows that people watch on a, you know, a weekly basis and be like, these are things that are still important, and they're real. They're very real. But back to Onyx, I really, I liked her. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe she's not done. I mean, he did knock her out, but she never left the limo.
Right.
You know? So we don't know what happened in the back of that limo. I feel like she could possibly be back for more.
Yes.
Because I really liked her.
Yeah.
I mean, as a villain, obviously. Not, like, in a good way.
No. Fantastic actress. She did her job. Yeah. If you hate her, she did an amazing
job.
And poor actors who play the villains, they get such a bad rap because everybody hates them. Yeah. And really, she's probably like, oh my God, I booked a role on a TV show. And everyone's like,
no, but she did a good job.
So funny, too, because in my notes, y'all saw my notes, I was writing about the whole limo fight, which, first of all, way cool choreography.
Way cool.
Really liked it. I liked the moments with the knife when it was coming through the ceiling and the guy's like, hmm, ha, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Diggle and Onyx are in the backseat fighting. And when he hit, I don't know why, I don't know if I did it externally, but I know internally I was laughing because if I I feel like he had her by the throat and was just like, dunk.
Oh, yeah.
And then in my notes, I was like, knocked a hoe out.
Yeah. You, the noise you made was a, oh. But yeah. But I like that you called it a choreography because that's yes. exactly what I thought about it.
Yeah.
Because when they kept moving, Rob, I think his name mm-hmm. was, kept moving with them, mm-hmm. like kept moving to the other side of the van or of the limo every time they kept fighting. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting. I was like, wow, it's like kind of a dance they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the knife was coming through the roof of the car, he was just like that. Like dodging, I was right. like, oh, this is all kind of like classy
yeah.
and nice.
Yeah. Well, it was something I noticed this year about the show, and I don't know if you ever noticed this detail, because I will say really quick, Olivia did host an Arrow after show.
I did.
On yes. another network whose name we will not mention. But I just want to say she does have cred
yes.
in this television show.
I also have a shirt, so another one. I wore okay. one the first week.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, and you know, my shirts bring me cred, I think.
Oh, well, you know, if you're only watching the top half of your computer screen, I look naked. So yeah. I don't know if that gives you any, like, I have a necklace
now,
on.
Now you should tune in.
Yeah.
Just saying.
If you're on the podcast, you should be watching.
Starman says, reminds me of the fight in the series Banshee. Oh.
I did not see that.
I didn't either, but, oh, I used to watch the after show Olivia was on. Oh, hi, Cullen Prime. I remember you.
Oh, how funny.
Yay.
It's so funny because Cullen Prime, I always used to think that low-key you were Katie Cullen, our other host, just trying to participate in the chat. It took me a while to figure out that was not her.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. No, I remember Cullen Prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anyhow. Welcome to this.
Helena, wait, Helena needs hugs. I just like your name, so I'm going to hug you. Like that.
Oh,
whoops, and not fall out of my chair.
I mean,
good hug.
We're destroying things tonight.
Yeah.
Like me spilling water, electrocuting us, and it's going well.
Yeah.
It's going really well. So
high five.
Yeah.
Good job.
High five to us.
Welcome to the team.
We might die, but it's okay.
All good. Actually, I'm glad that you talked about the fact that it's like a dance because it is very well choreographed. Bam, whose last name just executed my mind.
No.
Bad last name. Anyhow, but he does all the fight choreography. Right. Mm-hmm. He was actually a guest of ours last season. Super great guy. And I noticed this season, now you guys, this is the part where I say, tell me if I'm wrong. He was not a producer on the show last season, and now his name does pop up as a producing credit.
Right.
He did direct a few episodes in the past.
James Bamford.
Thank you.
No, they helped.
Oh, thank you.
It was Stormy.
I'm hey, waving Stormy. This way like you guys can see me in our TV. Hello. Let me just say, I have a lot of ditzy moments, but I did go to college, and it was on a full-ride academic scholarship, believe
Get
it or not.
Get it, girl. Get
you
it.
Know? I just want to say that, because I'm pretty sure there's people in that chat, or not even in the chat, but somewhere in social media, talking crap about the ditzy girl, and I'm like,
No, it's awesome.
I swear. Anyhow. Point is,
James Bamford.
Congratulations to him if that was a promotion, or maybe he's been a producer the whole time.
Well, I think and regardless, he does a great job because if you can choreograph these fights, you can make this. The fights are kind of what makes the whole show. You know,
yes.
a lot, at least a big portion of it. And if you can do that good of a job choreographing these fights, then I think you can pretty much put the whole show together. And if,
yes,
and I think he's doing a great job so far.
And when he takes, you can always for me, I can tell when he takes a deck. Directorial
mm-hmm.
seat, because when he does, especially with the fight scenes, the way he shoots them,
yes.
and he's a big fan, he mentioned, of a continuous shot,
yes.
which is very difficult to shoot. I wasn't paying as much attention this episode, but I did catch it last episode a few times, and I was like, wow,
yeah. he's so good. I love him a lot. Thanks, James. You're doing a good job.
Yeah. I'm watching the show falling asleep, so I think just better go to sleep. No, you better not,
what?
Jamie Nauman. I am calling you out.
What do you want me to do, pour more water on
myself? Am I not entertaining enough for you? What? That's right. We're going to give Jamie a really hard time.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Oh, Cal E. Kent. Just encourage Jamie. Say goodbye.
Okay.
Cool. For those of you who don't watch live, we have a live chat at the bottom of our Facebook.
We have a good
if
time.
You are not in another country and you're able to stay up late with us. We love chatting with you.
At the bottom of our YouTube, not
no big. No big. You can talk to us on social media. That's why we always give our social media handles out.
Yeah.
So tweet and follow us.
Exactly.
Okay. Back to the show. Let's talk brooding, because that word was mentioned at least 895 times.
Yes. And he nailed it on the head because he was brooding the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's like a Green Arrow thing to do, is just brood and feel bad for yourself and be like, I'm the worst human ever. But
yeah.
I mean, I guess in the first part of the episode, he kind of deserved it
because
he dropped the ball hard.
Yeah.
You know, so he should have been brooding in that room.
Yeah.
But
I'm glad you said that, because I totally forgot to bring up the fact, that he totally paused.
Yeah.
And that was weird because, as he mentioned, he's a man of the military.
Yeah.
He's been in charge before, and he just got into his own head so much.
It could also be the drugs that we'll get to later.
I don't think he was on drugs yet. I think that happened after.
Oh.
After Oliver had the talk and was like, you can do this, I believe in you. I think that at that point, Diggle was just on the verge of maybe confessing because he was obviously saying, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed the speech that they had.
Yeah.
Very brotherly of, you know, and I've never seen Diggle have a conversation with Oliver where it seemed like he looked up to him so
much. Right.
They were always so equal.
And I feel like it was always Diggle being the one that was like, you can do this. You're like, you're the best. And like, you know, lifting Ollie up. And now it's like it was the other way around, which was interesting for me.
Right. I just thought it was so crazy to hear him say, like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
But you've always done it beside him.
But I guess it's different being in the leader chair.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's super different, actually. Like,
right.
Having to make all those shots, you know, because Diggle would always, you know, Ollie would make the shots and then Diggle would be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's
right.
go, you know. So it's probably super different for him to be like, I have to make these decisions and all these people's lives are in my hands.
Right. So how did you then feel about Renee going to Ollie, and how did you feel about Dinah having Diggle's back?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's something Renee would have done. I feel like that's very Renee of him to be like, to like go to Ollie. But I feel like it was the necessary thing. I mean, maybe not in a positive way because of what Diggle did after, obviously, to now have these enhancements.
Right.
You know? But about Dinah, I kind of noticed that Dinah's been, she's been kind of the backbone of the team lately. I feel like she had Diggle's back in the past two episodes, and then, you know, she was kind of like pushing at him and like having conversations with him and like pushing him. And then now she like went up to Renee and was like, you know, you need to calm down. I feel like she's been kind of the glue. At least the past three episodes.
She's the new leader.
She should be the new leader. No.
But that's so funny because in our chat, Callie Kent and Aunt Barrow both said at the same time, Jinx! Renee is a snitch. And I thought that at first, but then you have to think about the fact that what he's snitching on, he wants to live.
Yeah.
So it's not like Diggle ripped your pants.
Yeah.
It's pretty big deal because I could have died. We had 12 people get injured because dude couldn't make up his mind.
No, I agree. And I feel like, you know, if they had kept going without Oliver intervening, he could have messed up even worse than he did the first time.
Right.
And then people would have just, it would have been over for Arrow and the whole show.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of a snitch, but also kind of not. I think it was important that he talked to Ollie about it.
But, you know, when you brought up, now that I think about it, with the whole drugs thing and me not realizing it, when they went into that next fight, Diggle seemed like he had so much certainty and confidence.
Yeah.
One moment of pause, but for the most part, confidence.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that speech really did something for him.
But now we know that it didn't.
It looked like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I was watching.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we can get onto the Diggle thing now, but
yeah, please.
I hope that they don't have another addiction storyline. I feel like we already went through that with Laurel. You know,
and her dad.
Like we've been down this road so many times. I guess it hasn't been like a drug thing. It's always been an alcohol thing. But like,
still, one
it's
in
the
same
storyline. You know.
Yeah.
So I hope they don't go down this road. I mean, I feel like this is the beginning of the end for Diggle as the Arrow, which makes me happy because I want Ollie to be back in the green suit. But I just don't like it. I don't know if I like it.
I don't. And I like that because I actually thought of this last episode. I think Matt and I brought it up, that Oliver addressed the fact that Diggle has a family too.
Exactly.
Because one of the things he said in the prior episode was, you know, now that I have a kid, I need to take a step back.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, Diggle has a wife.
And their situation is so rocky at home right now. Like, so rocky. They're fighting nonstop, those two, him and Lila.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And now he's going to freaking be a drug addict, and that's going to be terrible, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he may not be an addict. It could be. Someone could catch him.
Maybe. Think it's going to be a one and done?
No, I think someone's going to catch him, definitely. Or something's going to have a side effect, and it's going to cause.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think?
I don't know, but we should probably wait till predictions for that. We're getting way ahead of ourselves
way
here.
Ahead of ourselves.
Way ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
We didn't talk about the vigilante law, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that mentioned in prior episodes, or is this something that just got introduced to us?
I think it just was thrown. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel
they will.
I know they will. but I feel like they just dropped this bomb of, like, you can have everybody vote. You can have the public
vote. Well, that is definitely new, but I didn't realize that there was a law being put into effect that was trying to get passed, that someone was trying to pass an anti-vigilante law. To me, it was the first time I heard them talk about it in the mayor's office. But again, I
feel like
we
heard about it last episode, maybe. Okay. Like a quick snippet, but
it wasn't explained.
It wasn't like super explained. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a tough decision because, you know, you have Lance telling him the best way to cover is to support. And he's like, dude, I'm not going to support something that A, is going to make the job harder than it is. Yeah. B, he's still fitting into his new aero pants.
That's hard.
So,
and he's not doing a good job of it.
Yeah,
his pants are, like, real tight.
Yeah, like, why are we going to make it even harder for him? And so I thought it was funny that Oliver's like, well, I'll just veto it. I'll just this and that. It was a very interesting twist, if you will, that he decided to let the public decide, which the judge pointed out, you do realize this is what you're doing. And I think it's cool that he has that much faith in his city and his people, that they have his back.
But the people have had kind of a rocky relationship with the vigilante and the Green Arrow. Like, I'm not sure that they're going to jump on board and be like, yeah, this is a good thing for our city. But, you know, at the same time, maybe they will.
Right.
Maybe they'll back it. I mean, I don't know. I hope they do.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But he made a good point in that, like, he doesn't want to use money and all the police force to go after the vigilante when they could be using all those, you know, things that they use, like money and all that, for fighting crime, you know?
Right.
Like, don't waste your time chasing the vigilante.
When they're trying to help us too.
Exactly. Like, that doesn't make any sense, people. Frustrating sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
I don't know.
Go home. It's all, I'm frustrated.
It's all. All right, so I'm going to check the chat really quick. See if I left anything out, please feel free to type away. We do have a slight few second delay, but I'm definitely all eyeballs. So I'm going to take a look and see what everybody is talking about in the chat. And that will allow my engineer to have time to look up some of my news and gossip.
You like that, cute?
That was just for you.
If the law gets passed, Team Arrow will something vigilante.
Oop, you just got cut off. Anyways, it's fine. Really quick, because there's only one person. Y'all do the chat and I'm happy. That's okay. But there's only one person that tweets me consistently that's like, what about this? What about that? So I got to take time to say hello to formerly Booby69. I'm not going to let that go.
Get it.
who's now Billie Jean Girl 25. That's her sister's fault, but she kept it for a long time, so that's your fault. All right, so let's see. What did you think when Oliver went to talk to Diggle that Diggle was going to tell him the truth? I think I just touched that, and yes, I did think that Diggle was on the verge, and then something made him go, no, I have to live up to the name. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just reading what she said. Watson's got to go. She's too obsessed with Oliver. I'm telling you, former lover, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Former lover.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good point. I like it. I mean, I think that would be hilarious and awesome. But, you know, also Steven Starr, who also tweets me. Hey, Steven, thanks for all your little tips. He thinks that it could be Mirakuru, the drug.
And that
the person giving it to him is Slade Wilson's son. Because, like, what a way to bring him into the storyline.
True.
I kind of like that. Way to go, Steven.
Interesting.
We'll probably see that in the future.
Very interesting. Well, I have my news pulled up on my phone, and it looks like our engineer is ready with that, so we're going to throw some pictures at you. If you're listening to the podcast, watch us on YouTube.
The tubes.
But you can listen to us. Okay, so first and foremost, everybody's wondering, what happened to Charlotte Ross? We all loved her so much. There was mention of her character, and that was that. So it has been confirmed that she will reprise her role as Felicity Smoke's mom.
Yay.
Let's see. Further details about the guest spot are unavailable, but the series is currently in production and it's on its mid-season finale. How crazy is that
to know they're
on that far along? Anyway, so we're wondering if maybe she'll arrive to help Felicity celebrate her new business with Curtis, or who knows?
Her wedding.
Maybe an engagement?
Also, is she going to get back together with Lance?
I don't know. They were such a cute couple,
So cute. I loved them.
Really cute.
I wanted to watch them snuggle all day.
Yes.
I don't know if that's weird.
All right. And really quick, just a random thing that I found on the internet that I went, what? No. But now the Arrow is on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. It's actually going up against football season, apparently.
Oh, no.
So the season 6 premiere called Fallout episode was actually down 14% from last year's opener, which means friends, tell your friends, tell your friends, tell your friends.
Everybody needs to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, just I don't think it's going anywhere. And at the same time, the only thing is like with Nielsen ratings, they don't count YouTube. They don't count, or not YouTube, but Netflix and stuff like that. So it's
and
really
like the CW app. That's how I watch it
anymore.
A lot too.
Me too.
So
okay. Anyhow, really quick, we'll go to some pictures, and then I have other news too. But this first picture is a TBT because it is Thursday.
Thursday throwback. Thursday.
So I did not realize that Dinah, whose name I will figure out because I know it's just not on the top of my tongue right now, but she was in Dolphin Tales 1 and 2, and this is her. She was also
in
Thank you. I'm like, that zombie show that
I don't watch. Oh, The Walking Dead. I loved her in The Walking Dead. That's why when she came on, I was like, oh, I remember her from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And she was so good. So I'm very pleased.
Yeah.
Dolphin
Super
Tale.
Cool. Yeah. But look at how young she is. Oh, my gosh. She's been acting commercially since she was 10. I actually saw there's a cotton commercial with her in it.
Okay.
Just quick flashes of her. But anyhow. So, yeah, I just thought that those were fun pictures and part of my TBT. Now, let's see here. Oh, hello. We have a picture of my favorite couple in the whole wide world. It's Olicity.
Ah, they're so cute.
Yes. So, with that, I have some quotes here from Stephen Amell. So, he says that they're obviously in love with one another, but they just haven't pulled the trigger on the full-fledged back together. Let's go for it. But I think that key was
That's a huge
pretty
sign.
Big deal. Yeah.
And that kiss, I mean, come on.
Yes. He also says that they have so much history together that it's just a matter of when's the right time. So there's a dynamic that cannot be ignored also with William. Oliver loves Felicity, and then he hopes that she loves him in a way that that they will be together forever. So basically, they're going to be together.
They're going to be together, and it's going to be Olicity forever, and she's going to be such a good stepmom because she's smart just like William, and she's going to rub off all her, you know, she's going to give him all her tips and tricks, and it's gonna be awesome.
Oh, you know what? Earlier, when we talked about when actually the reversal will happen with Oliver and Diggle, there's actually an episode called Reversal, which is when that's gonna happen. And this is when he was saying that basically, he doesn't have to like hop in right away immediately, but there's gonna be like an occasional visit, and then he's out.
Which who's out?
Oliver. For the time being, until reversal.
Oh.
So, like what we had tonight, where he dropped in, but after that, he was like, tap, tap, tap on the shoulder. No, no, boo, you're still the Arrow. Bye.
You know what's so hard for me to understand is how he was so involved. Like, the Team Arrow is his baby. It is his, like, child. And he's just like, okay, go do your thing now. I'm gonna sit here and like, be on my couch, hang out with my kid while you guys go, you know, risk your lives. And I feel like that's so crazy that he's just letting him do that.
Hello, you're my friends too. It's not like
you're
he just dropped off of a random team and was like, bye guys, I know you can handle it, but you guys have been my best friends. You've been my
like
support.
Don't you want to help a little, like at least be there in the Arrow cave with Felicity, at least get some
Or like call me, put me on speakerphone, I'll give you some tips.
I don't get it, but
okay. So I have up on our photos Wild Dog, past and present. We talked about this last episode, mm-hmm. how the creator of Wild Dog was really not feeling the new costume. He basically felt like it was a ripoff of Deathstroke, which I don't disagree.
I kind of agree.
Matt and I were both saying Matt really enjoyed the color and the fact that, you know, they shoot the show in a really dark lighting. So it's like one way where you can actually recognize who's who and be like, okay, that's definitely Renee.
Definitely.
With the other one, like, I don't know if that's a good guy. I don't know if it's a bad guy until he talks. Which, by the way, I found it a little bit humorous to hear Diggle trying to talk.
Oh, me too. Voice. I wanted to bring that up. I was like,
oh my Lord.
That is not a good Green Arrow voice.
Not like, at all.
I mean, it sounded more like Diggle than when Oliver does it, I guess. But still, like, come on. Oh, I don't like any of it.
Anyway, back to the original story at hand. Terry Beatty, who was the co-creator of Wild Dog, with Max Allen Collins. Now, he's the one who said that he referred to the costume as generic third Imperial Guard from the left, / death, blood, stroke, strike, / image, big gun look.
Okay.
So this is what Rick Gonzalez had to say. He says, I love the suit and I totally understand Terry's take on it. He should feel very protective over the suit and everything that he created. You want to have that on screen. And he also said, though, I think that what we did was we definitely honored the comic book and kept it very close in season 5. I think that's an accomplishment in itself because not many other comic book films and TV shows do that or even capable of doing that. But we managed to pull it off, and I think season 5 was special, especially with having Wild Dog on, excuse me, and his energy and even just the way he looked. As for the costume, the new one itself, he says that he's really happy. I think that this season I have to give props to the costume designer, Maya Manny. Do not send her hate tweets now. And concept illustrator Andy Poon, who created the suit. And I feel like it gives a tip of the hat to the last season. I haven't seen any of the fans point out the Wild Dog suit because it's in there. Or excuse me, the Wild Dog in the suit. But it is in there. Maya specifically, in the design, created it. So basically, he's waiting to see if anybody else can find it as well. In the new suit, yeah. Somewhere in the panel is the Wild Dog.
Oh, don't see it.
It's so dang dark in there,
it's
honey.
It's so dark. And it's like, his outfit is almost, I mean, it's black almost. Like,
yeah,
I can't see anything.
I don't know. I think that Rick does a good job of defending it. And I understand why he...
Yeah, because, you know.
Sort of has to.
Yeah. He's a little bit biased.
He's not going to sit there and be like, our costume director is awful.
No, of course he's going to be behind it.
But at the same time, for him to say that we did a good job of pulling it off, I'm not sure if he's referring to the fact that his outfit was just so far different from the really advanced-looking outfits that everyone else had on. Because in terms of pulling it off, I'm like, well, it's a pretty easy outfit to... not sure.
Anyway. Nate Milton on the chat says, Wild Dog out here on these Star City streets looking like a Batman Beyond cosplayer.
How fun. That's so true, though.
It's very true. It's very true.
So,
it's funny.
Anika Davila? Davila. I don't know. It's really cool looking, though. She hopped on to the Twitter chain, so thank you. And she said, you guys would be awesome if you guest starred on ABTV Arrow. I'm assuming that means just the show Arrow. And girl, I am right there with you. Trust and believe.
This is our... We are on ABTV Arrow.
Yes.
We're here.
It keeps on happening so fast. Or you guys can guest star as a villain duo. Yeah, but I don't want to die and I don't want to get beat. So I'd like to last on the show for a really long time. And
I'll take a diggle beating.
Just a word of advice to Greg Berlanti, the producers, and James Bamford. I have been training... James Bamford, excuse me, as I spit at you. Hello, I hope you feel clean now. He referred me actually to a gym that's out here called Joining All Movement.
I love gym.
Do you go?
I go there all the
time.
Me too.
We should take a class together.
Oh my gosh.
Tumbling, parkour, and cinematic martial arts.
I do the tumbling.
Dude,
let's take class together. That's so funny. I've never seen you, but I go there all the time. I'm going there tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go tomorrow, but I want to.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll converse later.
We'll talk
if you guys
later.
Ever want
to
run into us, we'll
go
be
to
tumbling and running up walls and doing all that stuff.
It's really
and
fun.
And eventually, hopefully, guest starring on Arrow. So, girlfriend, Anika, you just tweet at the whole Arrow cast and
get
crew. David Rappaport, he does the casting, trying to get him to guest on here. But you let him know.
You let him know. He should come on here. That'd be awesome.
Let's start a huge Twitter party. Hashtag cast us.
Cast us. Good one.
But with our Twitter handle, so they're not just, who's us?
Just this is
Anyhow,
us.
I'm like stepping on my cord. I'm killing the vibe. So why don't we just take this over to some predictions?
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Spooky.
I always feel like I don't know what I want to say, but I will go off of the trailer, which is always a botched up version of the next episode, and we see Laurel, who is killing boys, not surprised, and of course alluding to the fact that she's on to Diggle's secret.
Yeah, of course.
So
who isn't?
I'm going to predict that evil Laurel is going to drop the bomb on Oliver, maybe even in a joke reference and run into him and be like, oh, well, your boy... souped up on whatever.
Ooh.
So I think that she's going to be the one that's going to do the big reveal.
You think so? Because someone in the chat said next week is the reversal or whatever.
Episode. It's already next week?
Yeah.
Stephen Amell, I'm so mad at you because the article I read, which was obviously released, I think like last week or something, he made it seem like
it was far away.
Well,
also it was someone in the chat that said that, so I don't remember who it was. So, I mean, if it was you, say it. But
Ivan Soto says, do not call her Laurel, please. call her Black Siren.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Well, you know what? Lance calls her Laurel. For the artist formerly known as Laurel. It is the artist. That?
But the Lance calling her Laurel thing is very sad and disturbing to me. It's and so I don't sad. Like it. It's not.
I love him.
It's not Laurel. My prediction, perhaps, I think it is going to be Mirakuru.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with Steven on this and say that Slade's son is going to give it, is the one giving it to him. We'll see.
Okay, so since we brought up Lance, I think Matt and I established that he's a daddy.
Yeah.
And that we think that, oh, well, now I'm adding this part in, but I think that when we bring back Felicity Smoke's mom.
Yeah.
I was going to call her Dinah. That's his ex-wife. Ooh. Bad. Bad. Anyhow, when we bring her back, I think that the sparks will fly a little yes. bit. I would love to see the fans get behind that mm-hmm. to a point where the writers feel pressured to bring her back, but it could be that Charlotte Ross is just busy. I don't know. So maybe we just pressure Charlotte Ross into coming back.
She's really active on Twitter, and so yes. she's always posting stuff like being on set with them, and I think that she really likes, you know, shooting and stuff. So I think she's going to be back more.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that they get back together because he's not drinking anymore, you know?
Yes.
He's like back on the straight and narrow. So I think that that would be like a perfect little reunion. But I feel like nothing good that good ever happens.
It can. You know what? Okay, this is my prediction. It's going to be my last prediction.
Okay, I like it.
The reason, I'm putting it out there, the reason that she is coming back is because she's going to help a little obnoxiously, but that's okay. She's going to help plan the wedding.
Yeah, of course.
For Oliver and Felicity. We're going to have it this season, which I'm pretty sure we actually are going to have it this season because I know.
Yes, I saw all over Twitter the past few days wedding rings, and they had like a, on set, they had a like a cupcake thing,
mm-hmm.
like Green Arrow cupcakes, and they were both wearing wedding rings. And I don't think they meant to spoil that, but they totally spoiled it. She had her wedding ring, and he had his band on. So that means they like officially did it.
What? Oh, I'm so excited. Boom in your face to whoever who tweeted me and told me that it was going to be freaking Dinah. No.
Ugh.
Okay.
That would never happen.
I'm chatting away, and I ran us down on the clock to 0 seconds. So I'm going to turn it to the front so you can see both of us, because this is just how I like to end the show as a family with all of you. So thank you to all of you guys who participated in the chat. We always appreciate you.
Yes.
And for those of you who could not know big, again, we love when you're on social media with us, so be sure to follow, talk to us. I'm Allie Kona Bradford at yours truly Allie Kona with little underscores in between, and also on Instagram with the same name.
And I'm Olivia DeBortoli, Olivia DeBortoli.
All right, guys, we will see you next week. I won't see you next week, but I promise I'm coming back to
I'll
you.
Be here.
She'll be here next
I'll
week.
I'll be here
and
for
so
the next,
will Matt.
You know, forever.
In the meantime, though, I'll talk to you guys on Twitter and Instagram. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Bye, you guys.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I don't know. We'll buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Forever. Yeah.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.